we plead, lead us not. We pray, deliver us. Over the years, I've not counted the number of homilies I've given on the Lord's Prayer. The fourth and fifth petitions concern our life as such, our need for nourishment, healing from sin. The last two petitions concern our struggle for the victory of life. The same struggle involves our prayer. You're in conflict here on earth. Let's know it. Let's believe it. By the first three petitions, we are strengthened in faith, filled with hope, and inflamed with love. We have no illusions. We are creatures. And we're still, we are sinful creatures. We must pray for ourselves. For ourselves as individuals, for ourselves as human beings, begging God, Lord, help us. Now I'm going to the Lord's Prayer. Anticipating this retreat, I asked the Lord, on what shall I concentrate? We begin by praying, Hallowed be thy name. As we know, we are using archaic English. What does the word hallowed mean? Hallowed means sanctified. Here it does not mean we are asking for God to be made holy. That would be blasphemy. God is the All Holy One. Rather, we are asking that His holiness may be recognized, that His name may be treated in a holy manner. Well, how important that is. Actually speaking, I want to be few people realize that God is the All Holy One, and that human beings speak to God, treat God as the All Holy One. Now, a strange question. All the questions I ask during this retreat, as I've said, are based on the Church's official teaching. So we ask the question, what obligation do we have to sanctify the name of God? God has revealed His name in the decisive periods of salvation history. But God has also revealed that His saving work of salvation. All this needs to be said. Is to be accomplished for us, in us, only if we sanctify His name. I cannot begin to describe how loosely how lightly, dare I say, how blasphemously the name of God is used in the modern world. Now, a strange question. Had there been progress in God's revelation of His holiness in other words, has God revealed more and more how truly holy He is, the answer is emphatic yes. Holiness of God is, of course, a profound mystery. God revealed, began to reveal His holiness in creation. He continued revealing His holiness throughout human history. But once the world had sinned, God went beyond creation and history to reveal His very name in order to restore the world to the image of the Creator. One of the deepest mysteries of our faith is why did God allow man to sin? One reason may say, allowed man to sin so He could then reveal Himself as the Redeemer. God, absolutely speaking, did not have allowed the human race to sin. Why, He did. In doing so, God was able to reveal Himself as the Redeemer, as the Savior. Now we ask, what is part of the Catechism of the Catholic Church? What is the record of God revealing His name first in the Old Testament? We know, after He made the promise to Abraham, God gradually revealed His name through Moses, then through the prophets, then by the covenant on Mount Sinai. God formed His people to be holy and consecrated to His name. Yet time and again, the people of God turned away the Holy One of Israel. I could not just give a retreat. I could teach a 2-semester course on the mystery of God allowing man to sin, so that then He, the living God, might become man to redeem the human race. I can now talk for hours, which I won't, on why God has allowed the human race to sin. Allow the human race to sin to show us how sin-prone we are, how spontaneously, dare I say it, may lead ourselves to sin. God wants His people to be holy, consecrated to His name. As we know, in the Old Testament, time and again, the chosen people sinned. That is why God became man. In Jesus, the name of God is revealed and given to us in the flesh. Why did God allow the human race to sin? So that He, the living God, might be justified in becoming man. In Jesus, the name of God, not just name, it is a person. At the end of this Passover, the Father gives Christ the name, and above every other name, quote, Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God the Father. How we need to realize, and others realize, how desperately and that love is not an exaggeration, how desperately we need Jesus Christ. We are so prone to sin, so liable to disobey God, that God became man in the person of Jesus Christ, so then are we justified? We are coming on, hallowed be thy name. We are justified by the waters of baptism. We've been sanctified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But after baptism, we have sinned. In fact, the church tells us we sin daily. Is why in St. Cyprian's 3rd century commentary, the Lord's Prayer, I read it. We need to be daily purified of our sins by our daily sanctification. Oh, this needs to be said. We are sinners, not only by fact, but by our spontaneous tendency. We need be daily purified of our sins by our daily sanctification. I did not expect to say this, but I will. Do you know which Pope introduced not only the permission of allowance to receive His living body and blood, Holy Communion, more than once a day, but encourages us to do so? Pope John Paul II. Oh, how much this Vicar of Christ knows about human nature. we are so spontaneously prone to sin. We need, I want to expect you to say this, we need the flesh of the living God in Holy Communion, and I'll say it every day. Am I clear? We are spontaneously sinners and not just once a day, whenever we can, according to the church's teaching, we should receive Holy Communion whenever it is feasible and possible, even twice a day. We need Jesus Christ to remain sinless. By sinless I mean not committing mortal sin. For whose sanctification do we pray? We pray, hallowed be thy name. We pray not only for our own sanctification, but also for that of the whole world and with emphasis for our own enemies. Now one more question. How is this first petition related to the others? The first petition, the church tells us, contains all the others. Moreover, like the others, it is fulfilled in Christ's own priestly prayer at the Last Supper, when he says, Holy Father, in your name, protect those whom you have given to me. All this world desperately needs sanctification. Do I say sanctification? My God! Never in the history of the human race has the world been more sodden, more loaded, more deluged with sin than as we come to the close of the 20th century. Lord, how we pray, how we should pray, when we say, hallowed be thy name, that the whole world, including hear it, the millions who kill unborn children every year. All this world needs to be sanctified. This world, we can safely say, is the most sin-laden in human history. Lord Jesus, we pray, hallowed be thy name. Help us to realize we are praying for the whole human race. Amen.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois, 60641, or call area code 773-267-1195.